And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have Captain Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing here. We're going to be talking some serious fishing with Dwayne and a whole bunch more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me. If you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DeFreschi of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Always a super fun day having Dwayne in the studio and talking fishing, and what good timing to have him in here too, man. There's some serious hits to be had right
now. Yeah, that's biting, huh, Dwayne?
Yeah, it's been really good, really consistent for the guys.
Yeah. How about that stuff on the beach, man? That was such a crazy deal, right?
Yeah.
Still going on.
Red Tide show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of that stuff slipped into the north, but there's still a trickle of it down here real tight to the beach. And some stuff out to the west of that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's around. And then Dorado everywhere, right?
Yeah, here we go.
It was fun watching that bluefin do what it always does. And, you know, people freak out. Oh, it's gone. And then all of a sudden, a week later, it's everywhere. And then it was gone outside. And you could catch a 200-pounder and watch a car drive by on the coastline. Like,
yeah.
It's just... That's such a wild animal, and man, so cool to see it doing, you know, big foam shows.
Yeah.
Tight enough to the beach, you could darn near watch a guy on the beach. Some of those spots were so close.
Yeah, and now it's back outside, inside. It's there's a lot of it around.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Lots of opportunity.
How's your season been with Pinnacle Sport Fishing?
It's been really good. We've had a fun one. It's obviously been a little bit different of a season than the last few, but we're still having fun with it. We had a really good run on big fish June into July on the inside, kind of right off the coast, and between the coast and between the island, a little bit under everybody's nose, and got it to us up for like 13 days. And
wow.
Oh, cool.
Close to 50 big ones. And
whoa.
Kind of just been following it around since, you know, the deal up behind the island, by Catalina, up near the Osborne, out to the Tanner.
Yeah.
You guys have such a unique thing in the, you know, in the small boat charter trophy world that, you know, you've got a fleet of killers, so it's, I mean, very similar to how the sport boat fleet works. I mean, you have, you know, your friends and colleagues on the water that you share on for with, but I mean, you have a tight knit of boats like within Pinnacles. I mean, you're able to really cover some ground each day that a lot of, you know, smaller operations maybe don't have that kind of network that you guys have.
Yeah, we're really lucky and fortunate in that aspect. You know, if we can't find, we kind of split up. We don't like to even be able to see each other when it comes to that kind of situation. You know, everybody gets like 5, 6, 7, 8 miles apart. It makes it really easy to locate them. Well, I shouldn't say really easy, but pretty frequently it gets located and we converse on it.
Attack.
Yeah, and cool. Get it done.
So Pinnacle Sport Fishing basically in Southern California is three boats, right?
Yeah. We have three boats offering 3 to 4 person charters, specializing in anything that really swims in our waters. That's a game fish. Over the last, you know, handful of years, obviously big bluefin's been our bread and butter, but we like doing it all from Dorado to Yellowfin, Coastal Yellowtail, you name it, we're into it.
Sea bass, whatever.
Yeah.
And you're running 25 Parkers with Yamaha outboards?
Yeah, we have a couple 25 Parkers with twin 250s and a 28 Parker with twin 300s.
Wow.
They're all rigged and ready.
28 Parker with twin 300s, that's some serious power there. It gets up and goes.
She scoots.
Yeah, that's good. I know you've got them all from the guys at West Coast Marine. They take good care of you.
Correct. Yeah, we had them all built brand new for us for what we do and what we like to take our clients to do.
Yeah.
Is it you guys that make the call? I mean, right now there's a lot of, it's a target-rich environment. You can go fish kelps and you could go fish elephant and you could cast lures and you could fly kites and catch big ones. Like, how's that decision made amongst groups and boats and everything? You know, like, is it always the passenger says, hey, we just want variety and we want numbers, so you go with this guy, or are you booking, you know, like, how does it all shake out when there's a lot of options?
You know, it kind of varies per the client. We do have a lot of clients that are trophy oriented. That's all they really want to do. We tend to cater to those guys early in the season. June and July has always been best for us here locally. We've had just as good hits right up front as we have at the Tanner. So a lot of those guys have wised up and they decide to go with the shorter run part of the season. And, you know, other than that, you know, it's a basis, you know, client by client. Some guys want to go do that. Some guys tell us, hey, wind us up and tell us where to go, mm-hmm. type thing. So, you know, again, it varies. I think the most important guys are the ones that just want to go fishing. Yeah, no, they'll go fish big ones, they'll go fish small ones, and we've got a lot of this as well, so that's really cool.
You guys have just built such a reputation on having a tremendous amount of success targeting trophies, so I would assume that takes a lot of, you know, people, you know, see the Instagram and see how successful you guys have been over the years. I'm sure that's a majority of guys, but it's, you know, it's got to also be hard when you know that there's limits of Dorado and Yellowfin tuna and a very fun day of yanking and cranking to be had.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. And we get a lot, you know, guys are like, you just tell us, you know, what's the best option? You know, obviously now you got to really play the weather with it. The true meat of it being, you know, 100 miles west, 110, 112 miles west. So, yeah, that's kind of a factor in the game. But, yeah, we're staying super busy. Everybody's really stoked. It looks like we're going to have a good fall variety fishing of traditional bait, troll stops to bait, stuff like that.
Is that kind of what you're targeting now?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of that. Dorado, there's been good kelps on the north side of the border and even the west side of the border now. We saw a kelp earlier this week, like 50-footer, like 8 miles west of the 43, I think, had everything you want on it.
Wow.
How fun.
Yeah, that one drifts, and you're done type fishing, then we go look for yellowfin or bluefin or what have you. So it's kind of been the program here as of late.
There's been some big yellows, too, right?
Yeah, it's really good grade on the kelp. Really good grade. Haven't seen too much small stuff. You know, you're not having these whack-em-up, stack-em-up hits on it, but the ones that are on the kelps are nice.
Yeah, nice. And, you know, we see the magazines, Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, Western Arthur News. You're like the cover boy for all kinds of products like AFCO and Furuno, I guess. It's your big Furuno guy, right?
Yeah. I've been using Furuno for decades. It's my go-to. I'm really comfortable with their systems. And, really like what they have going on.
Yeah, what do you like with Verano?
I use the TZ Touch 3s on all my boats, and the DFF 3D. It's the small boat side scan. It doesn't forward or back scan, but it pulls side scans out to like 400, 450 feet. 450
really?
Feet down, yeah. So that's
Does it really work?
It works amazing.
Does it?
It works absolutely amazing.
Huh. Yeah. And it's there's no, do you have to install like a big tube and everything?
Or no, there's no tube. It's just a big transducer and a fairing block. A separate one than your normal like, yeah. E2.
But a regular transducer.
Yeah, correct.
Wow.
So we're really stoked on that. Just the processors in Furuno units alone have me sold. You know, it's once you get them tuned, you can literally count what you're looking at and how big it is and how many uh-huh. there are. And, you know, it's pretty amazing tool and unit that they have.
You find Furuno a little harder to learn than some of the other electronics?
I think a lot of people have their heads or have a tougher time getting their heads wrapped around them, but it's just a little bit more back end work and just putting in
more
the time when you're on fish, like knowing what's under you and adjusting it real time. I've done that for years with my boats. Like every single boat was tuned like that, so mm-hmm. we've definitely got our heads wrapped around it a lot more now. And it's just once you get it tuned perfectly, it's an ultimate unit. You know, it's just the processor in it, it reads so sharply. And then you team that with the side scan for small boats. It's, you know, if anything, you can tell which way the fish are walking, which is huge, especially for the big fish stuff. You know, you set up on a school, you see it walk right through you, you know, port to starboard, you know it's walking into the wind and vice versa. So that alone is like a piece of the daily
sure.
puzzle.
Yeah, and that's with the side scan.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, wow.
And all boats set up the same?
Yes, they are.
That's
yes,
cool.
They are.
Which is nice if you're, you know, if you're making a guest appearance or vice versa, if one of the other guys is running a different boat, just to know that the equipment's yep. going to be the same no matter which rig you're on.
Yep, exactly. Like playing musical boats. I did that last week.
Yeah,
you get on a boat and you're like, oh,
sure, you've done that play.
Yeah, it's not been messed with. It all reads the same. It's all good.
Nice, nice. And as far as what do you charge to go fishing? I mean, fuel's going crazy right now, yeah. and that's got to be a huge factor. When running twin outboards on boats like that, how do you factor in this giant cost of fuel?
Well, I kind of factored it in after last year's fuel price spike.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of rolling with it right now. It is definitely at the top end of where we'd like to be paying. And, you know, just kind of rolling with it. It's included yeah. in our price right now.
No fuel surcharge.
No. I mean, the prices all vary between the boat and the type of trip that you're on. So you can check us out at www.pinnaclesportfishing.com for all that info.
Yeah, and it'll detail whether you want to go offshore or more inshore, that yeah. kind of thing. And are all your trips day trips?
Yeah, we run strictly 12-hour trips during the prime of the season, all either offshore or trophy bluefin fishing.
Yeah. Wow, what's the key? What's your secret? You guys catch so many big fish. What I mean, can you share with our listeners some of the tricks of the trade
that
make it happen?
Realistically, it's, you know, I've always been taught to take full advantage of every single opportunity you get, whether big or small, you know, and sometimes those small opportunities you get tied up with turn into big opportunities as you're sitting there pulling on the fish drifting, you know, the ocean comes alive, you start looking a little more, noticing there's more and more and more comes onto you. And if not, you know, you just keep chipping away at small opportunities and eventually they turn into big opportunities if you stay on the fish, so.
Like, you guys aren't afraid of getting multiple fish going, even on a small platform?
Not at all. Guys, we encourage it.
Yeah. Yeah. When they give you an opportunity to bite, you want to put as many going as,
yeah,
as you can.
Yeah, every angler should be bent.
I know we joke about that, but, I mean, that's the thing. Like, you know, on a small boat platform, especially with guys that are, you know, relatively new to it, I mean, hanging on to a 200-pounder, it's a real deal. Like, you're fully engaged.
Yeah.
And so it sounds, when you're sitting at the table with a cup of coffee in hand, hell yeah, I get four going. Like, four big ones going
four
on a small boat.
That's a lot.
That's the Wild West, man. That's real.
Yeah.
Deal.
It's similar to juggling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But
yeah. Really heavy balls.
But when that's happened, you know, but all of a sudden then when the dust settles, you know, that's the difference between, hey, man, we got one, high five, to like, oh, my God, look at this unbelievable day. There's four giant fish on the boat. Let's all high five and take some Advil and go home. You know,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's a big
exactly.
difference between those 2 days.
Sure. That, I mean, when they're biting, the switch turns on, you got to get them, right?
Yeah, you got to be ready, and you got to take advantage of it. Because, you know, I've seen it so many times, I'm sure you guys have as well. It's like you only get one shot in a day. It might be a really good one, it might be a really poor one, but at least it's a shot. You take advantage of it, and you connect, and, you know, you transpire that into fish.
So are you mostly flyer, balloon, kite?
Yeah, we're mainly flyer and kite. you know, light a balloon or two if we need to with the wind. But that's our preferred method for the big ones, just because it's the right gear. You know, it enables you guys to get the fish in a timely manner. Some of this big fish on long rods, I mean, we've all done it, and it's kind of, there's been a good show of that this week. That's the other side of the tail, you know. So yeah. We had fish this week we were stuck on for over 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Fish, wrong tackle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. How many flyers will you have rigged at one time? So when the switch goes off, you're going.
I have never less than 6 up to 10, depending on how good the fish has been. But we always have 6 ready, fully rigged and ready. On ice and ready to deploy. Literally,
you just have like a cooler.
Yeah, yeah. You open up the cooler, flip it in, and send it right out of the cooler if you want.
Yeah,
that's smart. That's very smart.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about with Captain Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing.
So much on that side of thing. And last year we spent last time, Dwayne, we spent the whole time talking about fishing and traveling the world and all kinds of fun stuff. And there's going to be so much great info and so much cool stuff to cover. If you want to join us this morning, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. How you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can send us a text, the text the show option. So popular in Let's Talk Hookup here. Texts are already rolling through this morning. If you want to send in your text question, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download. The easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup, you can catch all the archive shows. And when you do, make sure you include your contact info, because we are giving away a killer prize at the end of today's show. And we want to make sure that if you're the winner via text, that we can get a hold of you. And speaking of that prize, one lucky caller or texter today is going to win a gift certificate for $300 at CostaSunglasses.com. You can get a pair of sunglasses if you got extra money left over, depending on what shades you pick out. You can get a shirt. You can get other killer Costa items, swag. They got coolers and croquis and all kinds of great stuff. So a really cool opportunity. $300 coming for any pair of Costas you want. A really great prize.
And Dwayne, you're on the Costa team too?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Have you tried the new King Tide?
Yeah. I had a great time RDing those glasses. I love them to death. They're absolutely
they're cool, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's the most adjustable pair of glasses Costa, or anybody for that matter, has ever made. I mean, they take a very solid base of two different sizes, you know, because people just have different shaped heads. So they have the same style of glasses in larger and smaller frames, and then adjustable side pieces, adjustable nose pieces. I mean, like, you can truly make that thing fit you perfect.
It's kind of the best true wrap sunglasses I've ever seen.
Yeah, sure. They do the King Tide 6 is more like the West Coast Wayfarer style.
Yeah.
I love those ones. And then they did the King Tide 8. That's the wrap that, that's blowing up huge on the East Coast. And to the guys that are fans of the wrap, that's a great, great sunglass frame.
Yeah, no, they're good stuff. Costa sunglasses. So $300
toward
a pair of Costas. It could be a King Tide.
It could be. Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show coming for you. Again, if you want to get through in the phones, that's 213-432-1090. And we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo and a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
When you plan your next tuna trip, be sure to select the right boat. And in San Diego, that's the Tomahawk. The Tomahawk is captained and owned by 20-year veteran Dave Ibrahim. Dave is highly skilled and will put you on the fish. The newly refurbished Tomahawk is the perfect platform to target bluefin tuna. Large deck space, oversized galley, comfortable bunk room, tons of bait capacity, and a massive refrigerated fish hold are just some of the reasons why. So next time you plan your fishing adventure, plan to fish the Tomahawk at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. You'll be stoked you did.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the Earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water, the culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life, to achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa, King Tide, rule the water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Lots of great fishing going on. Again, if you want to get through, give us a call, 213-432-1090, or you can send us a text through that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, for sure. And lots of phones. Phones are packed. You have a great text, too, huh?
I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. Always awesome to hear Dwayne on the show share his fishing knowledge. Curious what factors Dwayne's looking for when you're choosing a zone to fish tuna, specifically wanting to target bluefin that so often pull the disappearing act. Is it what's driving you to go to one zone versus another?
Terrapin or SSE and chloroshots, basically in a nutshell, are our Bible. We follow water conditions that are preferred by these bluefin. Again, fortunately, we have a multiple boats, so we do have our thumb on the pulse, which can kind of shorten that all for us. We kind of knew where they were yesterday. We knew where to start the next day, and kind of spread from there. Now on the SST, you're going to be looking for water clarity, dirty to clean. After that, you're going to be looking for water temperature, cold to warm. And then after that, you're going to be looking for current altimetry, where the currents are higher, the water's higher, it's spinning up. So say you had a 25-mile break, chloro and temperature break. Where are you going to go on that 25-mile break? You're going to look for water rising, and that's going to be spinning up the bait, the nutrients, the stuff that fit into that zone.
We were talking about that with Captain Brian Gihar a little bit yesterday. Like, again, you know, it's so easy to see a water temperature, or not easy, but like the first step is to see a water temperature. Okay, that's a warm water. I'm good. That's what I'm going to base my day off. And then as you get a little more advanced, you see the difference in water color. But there's a lot of things that technology offers us now. And like you were talking about, altimetry, current directions, mm-hmm. current movements.
Yeah.
There's a lot of homework that you can do from your desk now that you couldn't do in years before. And I was very curious, like, obviously, there's been, you know, a lifetime of fish caught before that, but it's another tool and a really good piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's once you get your head wrapped around the SSTs and the chloro, there's more to that, you know. And again, it'll differentiate where and where not to fish on, like, just say a 25, 30-mile long break, which we've seen before here on our coastline. And, you know, it narrows down an area to actually target these fish. And I'd say, you know, not every single time, but 7-8 times out of 10, if you lose those fish on that big, great, long break, they're going to be where the water's rising. You know, it's and that moves daily as well.
Brian made a great point yesterday when he was talking about it, and boy, it sure sounds like you're echoing the same thing. You know, we often, too, have a bad habit of doing all this research before we went, and then your day happened however it happened, and you don't think twice about it. Like, there's probably so much more to be learned if you go back and look at your chart after the fact. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
We caught them here. Now we'll go back to that chart and look to see where here was. And,
yeah,
hey, look at that. All that fish we caught was on that color line. Didn't even think about it the night before. All that fish was on this water that was rising X amount of centimeters high. Then,
yeah,
you if you take the time on the back end, you'll put the puzzle together a whole lot faster.
Yeah, and that's literally how it happened over the years, is going back, like, what did we miss here?
and then started using the altimetry thing, and I'm like, whoa, this is correlating to this. Like, whoa, this is okay. This is no longer a pattern. This is actually what happens, you know. And again, it's not every single time. It's not every single time, any time in fishing, but more times than not, you know, you lose those fish, you go back and look at the charts when you find them later that day, that evening, and that's where the current was rising, and there was a spin up, and that's why, you know, you see all these great big giant kelps a lot of times in the killer bluefin zone. It's like everything's being drawn in there.
That's you've accessed that through Terrafin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of.
It's one of the dials on there.
Yeah, yeah. I tapped into that like 3 or 4 years, probably 4 years ago.
Does it take time to learn to use it?
No, not at all. It's all arrows. It's just really
it points
basic.
You right to the fish.
Yeah, it shows you right where it's spinning up.
Let's just go right here, right?
The arrows spin up like a little hurricane.
So the thing, like on, when you look at Terrafin, you'll look at SST, mm-hmm. chlorophyll, correct. And altimeter.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, all three of those factors. And will you print the charts and take them with you kind of thing?
No, I just download them to my phone. They allow you to do that, so you have it on your smartphone out in the water with a little cursor and all that fun
just
stuff.
Just on the app.
Yep.
Yeah, it's such a great service.
Yeah.
For like $100
a year. Yeah, it's the best. I would say that's the most important thing next to my gyros.
Wow.
When we were marlin fishing a bunch, we used to print out our water chart, and then like we'd make our notes throughout the day like on that chart. And I thought that was such a good move, and just through laziness or whatever got out of that, but it was always such a good reference thing to look back on. Like, you had the date, the time, you had a shot of the water, and then, like, you just write your little notes on it, whatever. Buds caught fish here, we saw bait there.
Yeah.
Like, it was a really good thing to refer back to, like, and it gave you a setup of how the water was. And we used to use it a bunch, and, you know,
you start
laziness
and
whatever else, you get away from things like that. But it was a great
so
way to
important.
Catalog what you were doing.
But when you're doing it every day, like Dwayne, you got to have it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Brian Kiyohara was referring to that yesterday. I mean, how they look at it every single day.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I do before I go to sleep and the first thing I do when I wake up is to make sure I got the latest and greatest chart. You know, sometimes you get some good shots at night if it's really clear, et cetera. So it's just key to have the latest one, you know, because things do change in the water and the oceanic currents and whatnot, even overnight, even over a matter of hours. I've watched it happen in front of my eyes. So anyway, with that said, it's just always nice to get
Of those three things, what's the most important? Altimeter, SST, or chlorophyll?
It depends on what time of year it is.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say, like, right now, the most important thing is definitely going to be a cross between SST and chloro.
Yeah.
That's where you get your foot in the door, and then you hold it wide open by finding out the altimetry.
Yeah.
How much do you curse mornings like this when it's just a straight gray cloud cover over the top of the water and you get a one-star picture?
Yeah, I don't like those.
Yeah.
You can always use the cloud-free.
Sure.
It's not exact, but it'll give you a rough idea.
Rough, you know.
And then if there's days prior to this that lead up to that cloud-free, you can kind of look at those and watch the change over like 3 or 4 days and what the water's doing and feeding into or whatever, and then use the cloud free and kind of piece it together. But then when you get like 7-8 days in a row like this, then it kind of becomes a challenge, so to speak.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, well, let's jump into the phones.
Well, the phones are packed up. Literally every single phone we have is full right now. That's 213-432-1090. We're going to start off this morning with Matt, who's calling us from La Mesa. What's up, Matt? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Dwayne. Hey, I love that bit that you can. I love that bit that you guys contributed to Bite Journal a few years back with your adventures down to Mag Bay. Have you ever thought about maybe going the route of Mark Wish and doing some writings on the local info, because you seem to have it dialed in? And also, do you guys, and this is to all of you, do you have any last-minute tips? I'm jumping on the horizon tonight for a day-and-a-half trip and hoping to get another trophy.
Yeah, as far as writing goes, I've thought about it. I just haven't had time. I guess it's one of those take-time-to-make-time situations. It'd be fun to kind of share what we've learned over the years and decades with others, and it might be in the cards at some point.
Well, and you also spend a lot of time doing that in a different media source. Like, I mean, you've done a lot of really cool, you know, video journalism with a lot of different people, and, you know, I mean, a lot of those series are just told, you know, with motion instead of with print. You know.
Yeah, very true. And we're focusing you know, our sights on doing more of that kind of stuff, more video content, not necessarily how-to, but if you watch close enough, you see exactly how-to type thing. Trying to get people to live in the moment, get hyped up, kind of see what we're doing and going from there.
Yeah, cool. Well, stay tuned for writing for future. Right?
And let me say one thing in terms of you wanting to get a trophy. Just be fishing for that the whole time.
Yeah, 100%.
Don't drop down to 25 because it's hard to get a bite. Don't drop to a number 4 hook because you're not biting all that well. Like, if you're fishing, if your goal is to catch a big one, fish for it the whole time. Because yeah. Yep. Your bites will come.
Absolutely. Like
they might not come as fast if you're not fishing 25 pound, but fish good baits and fish the right way, and your bites will come. And if you're not fishing heavy enough for it, your odds of landing it just turn to just about nil.
Yeah. Brian Kihara referenced that yesterday. He was saying, like, he'll hook a lot of fish on 25 and pull on them for an hour and a half and then lose them, right?
Yeah, my dad always said you can't catch big ones fishing for little ones.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Hey, hope you get them. Good luck, Matt. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Great text here from John at Rancho San Diego. He says, great show. Dwayne, do you only use frozen dead flyers or do you use artificial flyers? Do you have a preference regarding a flying fish lure?
Yeah, 100% California flyer for me. That's our party starter. If I was to be stuck with one bait and one bait only, I would take that rather than frozen flyers. But since we do run a charter outfit and we do get kind of busy and I don't have, you know, 12 California flyers, we take frozen as well. So it's kind of a 1-2 punch. We start the party with the California flyer. After that thing's bit, we start sending out frozens. Cut them off a stop, back out with the Cali flyer, get stopped again, start selling out frozen. So
you say you get bit better with the California flyer than the frozen?
I like it better.
Wow.
Yeah. I like moving baits around and stuff. Like, if it's up to me, I move it around and fish it like a lure. Yeah.
But more durable, right?
Yeah, exactly. You get a lot of times more than one shot. If, you know, one whacks it and doesn't get the hook, you can still get it back down. It's not damaged and get another shot at it. And again, it's a moving bait, so you get a lot of cat and mouse stuff, which triggers more explosive bites. They're both equally productive, you know, in their own situations. Like, if you're dead stop, you know, that's, you know, obviously when we're moving the fishing the Cali, we're moving around, then we get bit, we're dead stop. That's where the real flyer comes into play. You're able to dead stick that if you get busy, you know, get 2-3 going, you're, you know, kind of helping clients out, and then that thing's just sitting in the rod holder and they get smashed. So it's definitely they each have their time and presentation factors.
Sure.
Yeah. That's cool.
All right. Well, let's jump back into it.
You got it. Hey, another fun text came through. This one has said, was an interesting question. So, good morning, boys. My question's for Dwayne. Dwayne, if the waves were right, is there any chance of ever doing a surf/fishing combo trip out to Clemente?
Maybe in the future. If I had a bigger boat, more days on the water, you know, if I was doing like 2 and 3 day trips, then that would probably be a possibility. But because we're doing just 12-hour trips, we kind of stick to one or the other.
You know, you got to get there. If you've got 12 hours to work with and you've got to get to Clemente, that doesn't leave, I mean, at least plenty of time.
Yeah.
But it doesn't leave extra time.
Exactly. It goes back to the whole thing. Like, if you want a big fish, you might as well go big fish all day. Not try to sneak a surf in.
That's an excellent, well said. All right, well, let's jump back into the phones. How about we talk to Mo? Mo's calling us from Vista this morning. Good morning, Mo. Welcome to Let's Talk. Let's go.
Good morning, guys. Dwayne, where do you have your boat launched from?
Oh, we're out of Mission Bay there at Dana Landing.
Boats are in the water,
okay.
Right?
Okay, and what time do you guys, leave for your 12-hour trip usually?
You're looking anywhere from 6 to 9 a.m., just depending on where we're going, what we're fishing for.
And the time of day for the bites?
Exactly. Yeah.
I've always thought that was another really cool thing that you guys did, is you spend 12 hours, but like, you dictate that departure time based on what the fish are doing. Meaning, like, if the best fishing and best bite time to be had is in the afternoon, you know, I've seen the boats, like you say, leave at 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning, because you're not gonna quote unquote waste somebody's 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah. Or if it's like a no win scenario where you're not gonna get any win until the end of the day, we're not gonna leave until later. That way we can take advantage of the opportunity that are given at the end of the day rather than driving away right when it's starting to get going. There's been seasons where we ran 9 to 10 a.m. departures and returned back 9 to 10 p.m. every day for an entire season. This season's been a little different. There's been obviously a little bit of wind that came with it, and we've been running majority of our trips 6:30 to 6:30 and had really good success. So
kind of dawn to dusk.
Yeah.
All right. And are you always flying a kite and balloon, or are you just flying kite sometimes if the wind's right?
If it's really windy, we'll throw up the rag, the Boston,
Yeah.
The rag.
The manta ray.
Yeah.
But it if works, it's really, right? Yeah, yeah. If it, yeah. That's only if it's really, really windy. Typically, we're going to go Tigris ultralight kite, even up to like 15, 18 knots of wind in a balloon.
Do you just mortgage your house to pay for all that helium? Or
pretty much.
Do you hit some kind of Powerball that we're not aware of?
Pretty much. I'm going broke from it.
How much is helium now?
I'll tell you, it's about $70 a balloon.
$70 each time you fill a balloon.
Yeah. And when we're doing the double bubble days, it's like $140 in air right there.
Wow.
That's before
and
anything
And they don't last 2 days, right?
No.
No. That's one day and that's
a one-day usage.
Think about that. That's before, you know, you got a $200 kite, you got $70 worth of gas holding it up in the air, you got a $30 flying fish, a $30 set of hooks
under it. Fuel $7 a gallon on the water.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's a whole lot that goes into it before
and
that.
And now it's a labor of love.
Yeah. Jeez, I'm not really doing this to make money. I'm just like, kind of want to take you guys fishing.
Yeah,
right?
I just want to get out of the house.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the occasion when you fill the balloon a little too much and it goes pow. Oh, it's like, oh.
That is a sin.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
That is a sin.
There it goes. Yeah. That's something. I got to have another great text. And thanks again for the call. Appreciate that. And,
see you, Mo.
That does free up 213-432-1090. Been a busy, busy morning. JP standing by waiting for your calls. My son is a six-pack deckhand and loves it. Does Pinnacle use deckhands? And if not, how do you pick new ones? And that's from Cliff in Blossom Valley.
We really try to operate these trips by ourselves. I do take a deckhand on the 28th just because I have so many things to do on my list in the morning.
Yeah.
And typically the deckhands we bring, we're grooming them to become captains. We did it with Cameron. We did it with Austin. We're doing it now currently with this kid, Nico Luanis, his absolute weapon. I try to train these guys to do it on their own just because we're not dealing with that many clients, you know. We're dealing with three guys for the big fish on the 25-footers and four guys at max for the big fish on the 28. I never really worked with a deckhand over the decades ever. I just started bringing them on here in the last 3 years once I realized that I needed to always have someone in training with having three boats and, you know, it's just good to have everybody licensed up and correctly trained up. So
sure.
Yeah.
How did you set, like, you, that's one thing that just sets you guys apart is, you know, it really doesn't matter who from your crew is driving. Like, all of your guys are so good at this, and they're all so good with the people and the fishing and the everything else. I mean, it's such a rarity to have multiple boats, and, you know, and it just doesn't matter who's driving.
Yeah,
how did you get to that level of, you know, I mean, how do you find those guys, and how do you, you know, whether you're going with Cameron or Austin, it just, you know, the success is just equal across the board with those guys.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really lucky, and my secret's been to hire local kids that we know their families, we know that their passion for the water, we know that they have passion beyond being fishing for the ocean. Like Nico, again, he's a ripping young surfer. Cameron just can't live without being on the ocean, you know.
Sure.
Same with Ryan. Ryan surfs. Like, they all have a true love for the ocean. It's not just, oh, I want to fish for a living, or like, they love fishing and they love the ocean. So it's a really good combo. And on top of that, knowing their families and knowing their backgrounds, and knowing that these kids are genuinely good kids that are really hungry and passionate about what they do. So that's
great
been
team.
A, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm very blessed, and I'm very proud of my team, and I could tell you right now, they're all amazing. They're all absolute weapons. Everything they do, they can fish anything from coastal anchor drop fishing to big bluefin to swordfish. You name it, you put them in the position, they'll make it happen.
It really showed last year when, you know, you had to, when you were down for your back bugging you, and the boats never skipped a beat one time. Like, every trip went, every trip had big ones. Your numbers were the same, if not better than they always were. All of a sudden you took, you know, you take the main source out of it, Dwayne, and the boats do just as good, if not better. Like, that's where it really showed how solid your crew is.
Exactly. They took a really stressful situation when I compressed my disc in my spine. I didn't know what to think and how they were going to perform, and they took the ball and ran with it on their shoulders and really, really made me proud and really made our clients stoked and really put the numbers up on the board. And they did it again this year. I had another slight back hiccup, and I was out for like a month. I had to travel a bit as well. And, you know, my first day out, Cameron puts up a 304, and then all the boys catch fish. I'm like, okay, this is getting easier to do.
Wow.
But then again, on the flip, it makes me miss being out there.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, hey, we had a great text. And speaking of all this big fish, This one comes to us from our buddy Jeff from Huntington. Says, Dwayne, do you supply all the big fish tackle? Also, what's the ideal number of people to put on the boat if we wanted to do a charter? If there's ever extra spaces, do you ever look for fill-in people as well?
Obviously, we're just a private charter thing, so we don't really do any of the open party deals. We just have the demand enough to operate as a private charter company. We just run with it like that.
Plus, it's
like,
all through Pinnacle Sport
Fishing. Yeah, it's all through Pinnacle Sport Fishing. You just give us a call or hit us up online. As far as, like, gear goes, yeah, we supply everything. So the cost of the trip includes all the gear, ice, flying fish, everything you need to have a successful day.
Helium,
tights. You guys just show up with your food and drink, and we take care of the rest.
And speaking of food and drink, that's the best thing about where you operate from.
Yeah.
Like Dana Landing is the spot. John and I were talking before the show started.
Yeah.
Like, you operate from, you know, arguably the best deli in San Diego.
Yeah, we're stoked.
All the food, all the ice. That's the cool thing about a Pinnacle trip is even if you didn't prepare, you can just roll through the deli, get everything covered. And
yeah, you show up at 6 a.m. and you can get anything you need. There's licensing, food, drinks, sodas, you know,
tackle,
sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, hard-boiled eggs, coffee.
Everything. Yeah, they have it all.
Flares.
For sure. Yeah.
Life jacket.
No helium.
No helium, unfortunately. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah. But. Hey, that was a really good question.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got catch reports coming, a lot more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their annual Customer Appreciation Day, Saturday, September 9th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sell prices from Daiwa. Check out the amazing Daiwa Saltiga line of reels, including Lover Drag and Star Drag versions. There's a Daiwa Saltiga reel to fit your type of fishing, from bass to bluefin. And speaking of bass, Daiwa makes the finest reels for both fresh and saltwater bass, including the Daiwa Zillion and Daiwa Alexa. Meet the manufacturer's reps from Daiwa and take advantage of tremendous savings at the Longfin for this one day only on fresh and saltwater tackle. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation with a huge raffle with hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one day only sale. It's all happening Saturday, September 9th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin, tuna, and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever-drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing with Dwayne. If you want to join us, it's 213-432-1090. Or, of course, hit us on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And as promised, man, it's time to find out what's biting out here. It is time for the catch report. Hey, summer is here and in full swing. And as we talked about it already, gas prices are doing nothing but soaring up. And right now, more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to their brand new, newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get the low prices on gas and diesel for your car, truck, and most importantly for your boat. Now they can accommodate 24 cars and trucks at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps with 100 pounds of free ice. You can go say hi to Martha and their friendly staff. Again, let's not wave over that. You throw fuel in the boat, you're getting 100 pounds of free ice when you go.
Or throw it in your car and you need some for the cooler, they'll give you the free ice too for Let's Talk Hookup listeners. And I was checking the prices at Summit. It's like 50 cents a gallon cheaper plus than other places that I've seen around town.
Yeah, you start talking about putting fuel into your skiff and throwing 100 gallons on, or 200 gallons on. You're talking real money.
Yeah.
It's not saving 9/10 somewhere, and you know at the end of the day you save $4. Like, this is real money.
We're talking
potential of hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. And then you look at the fuel in the water right now. Holy mackerel.
No doubt, man. It's like gasoline. And again, free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup our listeners, and always the low prices right at the San Diego Sports Arena. Let's head on up to Dana Ward Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What up, Woolley?
Yo, what's up, guys? Good morning, Dwayne. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Woolley? How are you?
Good. Hey, fun week. We finally saw some things click a little bit up here, and, you know, water warmed up. Had some good opportunities in quite a few different places, so it was a good change. So our water up here on the beach finally got over that 70-degree hump.
Jeez.
Good to see that back. But with that, you know, we had some streaky red tide in quite a few spots, but it didn't seem to matter. You know, we were catching fish through it. So half-day action, as you'd imagine, kind of picked up with it there. That fly line calico bass fishing for our half-day anglers is pretty standard, along with some stuff coming off the bottom, some sand bass, sheephead, a couple halibut here and there for those guys this week. And then three-quarter day fishing has just kind of been a mix of bass, rockfish, and even some shots at that bluefin. As it's been up in our zone here pretty good. But same deal as the half-day fishing with that bass. We've just been fishing down there off Camp Pendleton, barn kelp, yellowtail kelp. The water down there has been pretty streaky and pretty dirty in on the beach, but hasn't really affected the bass. They've been biting through it there pretty good. We spent a day or two out on that 14-mile bank as well, catching some rockfish. There's a couple days where that bluefin was kind of moving up the beach, so it gave us a good starting point. Got up there in the morning, caught some rockfish, and then went and chased some of that stuff down during the midday. But, man, this water inside here, this 5 to 10-mile zone, has got quite a bit of life in it, and that's where we've been seeing a good body of this bluefin. So, it's, you know, it's definitely not half-day angler grade of fish by any means. You know, it's that 70 to 120-pound, even bigger fish there in that mix. But it's been cool to, you know, some of our regulars to bring the right tackle, making, you know, just good casts into that stuff. It's been a good little opportunity for us. And off the beach, even, you know, this week the Fury had excellent yellowtail fishing in some areas, as well as, you know, good tuna fishing on that yellowtail and the bluefin and some mahi. Yesterday, that new San Mateo stretched it out a little bit, and he got phenomenal mahi fishing for his 11 anglers. He ended up with U.S. limits of fish on that.
Oof.
So we're just, you know, things are perking up kind of what we had hoped it would. Just, you know, it's amazing what 1 week of good weather can do. A good push out of the south, and, you know, here we are.
Brian, what are U.S. limits on Dorado?
So it's 10 fish.
Okay, per person.
Per person. Is that a lot of fish? I would say yes, right? I mean, it's certainly up to each angler what you want to do. But suffice to say, you know, the opportunity was there. And, you know, this fish has ranged in size from, like, 5 to, you know, 12, 15 pounds. So it hasn't been particularly big. But, you know, that stuff grows fast. You know, I think it's not a species of concern by any means, but,
and it's
you know, be responsible and take what you need, obviously.
Yeah. And it doesn't freeze real well, too, I might add. It's like, you know, it's kind of a short-term fish. So if you think you're going to stock your freezer, you'd be better off with stocking it with some tuna or some rockfish or something like that.
Totally. 100%.
Keep a lot real well.
I'm so stuck in the middle on that one. Because, yeah. Like, I'm with you. Like, it doesn't keep great. Keeping 10 of those things is probably more than you would even do 10 Dorado. But, you know, if there was a fish that's the single fastest growing fish in the ocean that multiple, you know what I mean? So, like, I get exactly what both you guys are saying. And I wedge myself right.
Totally. Just be smart, like, right? Like, take what you can eat, just like Pete said, and enjoy it for what it is. So, we're going to keep tabs on that. We got boats out in those zones. Marcus is on the second day of a 2-day today on the Fury. He had really good yellowtail fishing yesterday. Tommy's heading out on the Dana Pride. He's going to go look down the beach in that new San Mateo with Captain Chase. He's going to jam down there today and give that a look, too. So, to be continued. We'll throw something up on our Instagram page or something at the end of the day, kind of detailing out in it. But this push.
Am I correct that last Sunday in this very same report you said the water was 58 degrees?
Yeah, at the beginning of the week, last week. Yeah, it's insane.
And it's now 70?
It's crazy. Yeah. One week.
Wow.
So
that's wild.
It seemed like a really long week that week prior. It was just brutality on the beach, but here we go. You know, things shaped up, water's moving, things are changing, so we're stoked to see it going in the right direction. So
you guys deserve it, Willie. Glad to hear it.
All right, boys, thanks for the time. If you guys want to hop on a trip, call us at the landing here, 949-496-5794. Yes. Just because school's back in session, you still have to make a reservation. We're busy, so call us and make a reservation.
Yeah, it's prime time, for sure. And, of course, you can go to letstalkhookup.com or on the front page, click on that Dana Ware Sport Fishing banner and go right to their website. I might add, that those of you fishing south of the border, the limit on Dorado is 2 per person. Mm-hmm. So you cannot. So you have to make note just where the line is. And if you're south of the border, it's 2 per person versus 10 per person.
And those two count the same as 5 of something else. You know, so if you're going to catch some yellowtails, your 2 Dorado count the same as 5 of another fish.
Something else.
You got it. Sure. Well, hey, while we're waiting for our surf guru to...
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate that. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. All right.
Later, Willie. All right. Hey, with that said, we got our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good morning, buddy.
Well, I'm not the bearer of great tidings this week. We still dealing with that cooler water funk, you know, kind of a tough week. Some red tide mixed in. But the guys, you know, on a positive note, guys spotting lots of Corbina at the end of the week. Not many takes. Hard to get one to go, but... You know, it's just a matter of time. And that flash of striped bass, too, ended. There were just a few catches up on the northern beaches there. But the positive is the amount of bait in this cooler water. And it's just a matter of time between the two come together. The game fish will be with this bait. One of the customers I talked to yesterday just came in from fishing in the morning there off Malibu. And a big bait ball formed outside the surf line there, and he swore he saw bluefin tuna breaking in there. And I think that's what we're going to see, you know, that 100-fathom curve with the bait in there. And it sets up pretty good for the fall. The best catch this week was off Malibu. There was a little belt of warmer water there, and anglers posted mixed bag catches of calico bass, sand bass, a lot more sand bass in the counts here lately. Yellowfin croakers, sargo, small leopard sharks, like lugworms, squid, mussel, those were the top baits. Like I said, a handful of 4 to 5 pound stripers were taken up there off the Ventura River mouth, and that's a, you know, when we talk about frequenting those stretches where you stand a better chance, and that sure has been one lately up there near the Ventura River mouth. And then from LA Harbor South, you know, uneven conditions, cooler water, but like I said, by week's end, the water had cleaned up on most of the beaches, and the guys are spotting Corbina in the surf line again. So it's just a matter of time before, you know, things come back together. I think we got really good weather forecast for the next week or 10 days, and that's probably all it's going to take, and we'll get back to that really good fishing.
Sounds good, Gundy.
Sounds good to me, man.
Yeah, he's on it. And, gosh, when the water goes from 58 to 70 degrees on the beach in 1 week, you know that stuff's not going far. So, yeah, for sure. Hey, Gundy,
but the game fish are not far away.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, Gundy Gunderson, sure appreciate your great reports, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen. You guys have a nice week.
All right. Very good.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, I want to remind you, the summer is in full full swing. Now's a great time to get down to the beach for all of your surf fish tackle needs. Check out surffishtackle.com. Again, surffishtackle.com. For additional tips, techniques, and articles on surf fishing, you can also check out fishthesurf.com.
Yeah, for sure. I got to have a great text from Norman in San Diego. He says, Pete and Rick, what is meant by altimetry? Great show again, as usual. During today's show, Captain Dwayne mentioned altimetry several times. Tell us exactly what altimetry is and how does it factor determining fishing conditions. We already kind of went over it, but I think got a lot of texts that people need more of an explanation.
Yeah, so it's basically your ocean water heights. Mm-hmm. And the heights. Yeah. You're going to be working with very small increments, centimeters, inches. But basically where the water's rising is where you're going to have spin-ups and things being drawn in, nutrients, bait, kelps, all that fun stuff.
So it's like a current.
Yeah. And where all meets, and it, like I said, spins up.
Uh-huh.
Again, it kind of explains, like, a lot of times you'll be fishing these epic bluefin zones and you'll see so much bait. You'll see a ton of big kelps. It's all being drawn in, and that's why the game fish are right behind it and getting into those little spin-ups and zones.
It's a fascinating thing that a satellite that's orbiting the Earth can measure the height of the ocean accurately in centimeters.
Centimeters.
But that's what it is. And if you could imagine like a river of current, you know, think of like current as wind under the water. If that wind underwater, that moving water is pushing into an area and then it piles up, like as it piles up, the height is going to rise mm-hmm. a couple of centimeters. And then there's other areas where that current is drawing away, and as it's sinking away, it's going to drop by centimeters. And those are the heights that it's measuring the distance of, and where water's colliding with another and spinning it into a circle, like you're going to see differences, and that's what it's measuring.
And that's what your spots, where it's all coming together.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, well, you see all the arrows pointing to one zone.
Exactly.
That's where you want to fish.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty telltale if you look at it on the SST, on the satellite.
On Terrafin. If you download the app on Terrafin, which is great, you put it on your iPad, you put it on your phones, you can spin between SST, chlorophyll, altimetry, and it's super easy. You download the charts, you can look exactly, you can put your points right where you want to go.
Yeah.
But they're all tools to be used in conjunction with one another. You know, you could have perfect current, but if it's in freezing cold brown water, there's not going to be fish in it. And, you know, there could be a perfect warm water spot, but if it's the off-color water with, you know, in slack, maybe it's not the thing. Like, they're all used as tools from another. And, like, when those three collide, you know, then the arrow just gets much bigger.
That's
like,
the zone.
Yeah. One independent of another, sure, it's something, but it's just, you know, like Dwayne said it best in the beginning, it's a piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. When you look at that, Dwayne, do you see multiple spots where, oh, that looks good and that looks good? Or is it just like, this one's way better than this one?
Yeah, it's usually a sore thumb.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see it. Because all the different three gradients.
Everything's coming into play.
That one thing. Yeah. So you're letting out your secrets here.
That's what they're for.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. Our dynamic fishery here on the West Coast is home to some of the most iconic game fish that swim the salty world. We demand tools designed to perform flawlessly and deliver the upper hand in any situation. That's why I use and recommend the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore series of rods. It's a full lineup of purpose-built 20 to 80-pound class rods. I have been fortunate enough to be working with G. Loomis on the IMX Pro for some time to help develop the actions we need here on the West Coast. And they nailed it. The G. Loomis multi-taper design technology adds material where the blank is likely to fail and subtracts material where it won't. A seed guide train and Fuji reel seat complement a battle-on grip that offers extreme fatigue-fighting comfort. They have been helping my passengers on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing land some amazing fish, and now they are ready for you. The new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore Rod Series at your local Shimano or G. Loomis dealer.
During Yamaha's Summer Sunset Sales event, get up to 5 years warranty coverage on a boat package with eligible new 30 to 300 horsepower outboards. Make that 6 years with a Siren 3 Pro package, or get up to 7 years on a boat package with eligible 425 horsepower outboards. Purchase an eligible 2.5 to 25 horsepower model and receive up to a $300 dealer credit. Visit your Yamaha dealer today.
Operating September 8th, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to factory. Limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.